Biden's DOJ celebrates lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, and intersex for Pride Month. By Hannah Blow on June 1, 2023. President Biden's Justice Department seemingly took a break from targeting its political enemies to celebrate the sexuality of queer individuals on the first day of what society has deemed Pride Month. The Department of Justice celebrates lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, and intersex hashtag Pride Month, the federal agency wrote with an image reading, celebrating Pride Month. The image contains rainbow colors, originally a biblical symbol of God's promise to never flood the earth again, as well as light pink, light blue and white, symbolizing the transgender flag. It also contains black and brown to symbolize minorities who feel left out of the ever-growing TUSLGKIA+ acronym. The post comes one day after news broke of the Department of Justice, DOJ, targeting West Virginia Governor Jim Justice's, R, family. This is particularly notable, as Justice recently declared candidacy for Senate and is besting Democrat Senator Joe Manchin, DWV, in recent polls. As Breitbart News detailed, Justice, who is also a GOP Senate candidate hoping to unseat Democrat Senator Joe Manchin, DWV, is the latest to experience political targeting from Biden's DOJ, as it has filed a civil complaint against his family's coal empire. Over a dozen coal businesses ran or owned by his son Jay Justice, citing repeated violations of the law in hopes of recovering what the Assistant Attorney General of the DOJ's Environment and Natural Resources Division Todd Kim described as penalties they owe as a result of those violations. Our environmental laws serve to protect communities against adverse effects of industrial activities including surface coal mining operations, Kim said in a statement. Through this suit, the Justice Department seeks to deliver accountability for defendants' repeated violations of the law and to recover the penalties they owe as a result of those violations. U.S. Attorney Christopher R. Kavanaugh for the Western District of Virginia claimed defendants have engaged in over 130 violations of federal law, thereby posing health and safety risks to the public and the environment over the past 5 years, concluding the Justice family businesses failed to remedy those violations and were ordered over 50 times to cease mining activities until their violations were abated. Many conservatives were quick to cry foul, noting the utterly brazen partisan nature of Biden's DOJ. Joe Biden's Department of Justice has gone totally rogue. Democrats weaponizing the federal government to attack the family of a Republican Senate candidate is a complete abuse of power. NRSC spokesman Tate Mitchell stated as Donald Trump Jr. added, "Did anyone really think that Biden's weaponization of the DOJ to target his political opponents was going to stop with Trump?" Abuse from government agencies has been so rampant that Republicans formed the U.S. House Judiciary Select Subcommittee on the Weaponization of the Federal Government, led by Representative Jim Jordan, R.O. Meanwhile, a February Gallup poll found 1% of U.S. adults identifying as lesbian, 1.4% identifying as gay, 4.2% identifying as bisexual, 0.6% identifying as transgender, and 0.1% identifying as queer.